Flanked by their attorneys and parents, each boy told the judge they understand their rights and admitted to the count of recklessly endangering another person and two counts of second-degree arson. The judge accepted recommended case plans for the youth. They were ordered to attend fire safety courses, and each must serve up to 5 years of probation under the supervision of the Department of Youth Services. John Ahrens is with the Juvenile Justice Center. He says probation typically involves supervision and accountability of time and whereabouts.
But really, as we've taken a look at most effective pieces of probation, it includes education. So what are the kinds of risky people, places, and things? What strategies do you have to address those and to really change the attitudes, values, and beliefs that support any criminal behavior?
Any financial restitution in these cases has yet to be decided. Gary Katz is owner of a Dairy Mart store where the trash bin fire occurred. He addressed the court saying, "I don't feel victimized, but I really care what's going on here today. I'm concerned about these boys." The judge looked each boy in the eye as she reminded them of the impact of their actions. She said, "Not only was an historic landmark destroyed, but more importantly, these were dangerous fires that created grave risk to homes and people." The other two boys charged with a civic arson fire were scheduled to appear in court Tuesday morning. The district attorney could not confirm if admissions were made or probation was ordered. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert reporting from the Juvenile Justice Center in Eugene.